Vajami radham aravinda netram. Please. Vajami radham aravinda netram. Smarami radham madurasmitasyam.
Smarami radham madurasmitasyam.
Vadami radham karuna baratram.
Vadami radham karuna baratram.
Tato mamanyastin katina kvapi. Before starting, very nice verse here. Yes. Before starting, I would like to draw your attention to this beautiful altar. It's actually a lotus flower coming out of the midst of the Radha Kund, and it glorifies actually Srimati Radhika. How so? You can see Kunya Bihari, who is enticing, charming, and attracting the whole world by his flute play. However, when Srimati Radhika starts to play her instrument, Mulidara, Vangsidara, so Netaigor, flute play is silenced, and his flute falls out of his hand because he's overwhelmed and conquered by Srimati Radharani's play. What is her instrument?
Veena.
Veena, or more precisely, the Kachapa Veena. No, it is a particular Veena, and it has been very, very beautifully and accurately, better say, Radharani brought her Veena with her here into the Kishori Kund. And this shows the whole idea of Radha Kund, that Srimati Radharani is worshipped over and above even Lord Krishna. No, she is the mistress of Radha Kund. And of course, those who stay here want to have allegiance or want to be aligned with Srimati Radharani. So we will hear a little of that in verse 40 of Braj Vilastava. Remember, by meditating about these personalities who are described here regularly, it is sure that Krishna will make these persons who do this his or Radha's associates in the spiritual world. That's the Fal Shruti of this. So today we will hear about Srimati Radharani's beloved maidservants. Tasya chana dashanato mriyante sukena tasya sukino bhavanti snikta param ye krita punya punya praneshvari preshta ganan bhajetan. Raghunath Das Goswami says in the ecstasy of his meditation, I worship Sri Radha's beloved maidservants. Now we hear something about them, who are like dead when they don't see her for even a moment. who consider themselves to be most happy when Sri Radha is happy, who are very soft-hearted, and who have performed so many pious activities. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur gives actually a verse in the Vrindavan Mahimamrita about this first characteristic of Srimati Radharani's beloved maidservants. Who remembers this first characteristic? I think Kishori and Kishori could remember. It's there, but not in the speech, maybe. They feel like dead for even a moment when they don't see her. They feel actually like dying when they experience a separation from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That's how attached they are to Radha. And there is a reason. It's in the name Manjari means a bud. That is, they are, a bud grows on the same flower-bearing creeper. You know, so when the bud is separated from the creeper, the bud has no existence. So the manjaris who grow on the vine of Radha's divine existence, they don't have an existence separated from Radha. It's not possible. Therefore, they feel like dying. If you take a flower-bearing creeper here, which has also buds, and you remove the buds, put them somewhere else, they will die. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, what more can I say? When Srimati enjoys with Krishna, even at that time, the manjaris are there. She calls them to be nearby and sit on the on the same bed where the divine pastimes are going on. And only in certain moments Radharani takes the cover of the bed, the white sheet which holds the flowers in place, and she puts them over the head of her manjaris. This may be in particular confidential moments. It says here in the direct translation of this verse, she seats her maidservant on the bed or covers her with her sheets. This is how at every single moment of the day, of every single movement which Radharani does, her manjaris are around her. And please don't think, well, when there is a person who has 50 people around him, there cannot be much more people any longer, not 100 or 200 or 300. You talk here about a spiritual reality where there is an unlimited manjaris and there is never, let us say, occupied places where no further manjari can be there. No? So, but they don't know of each other's, the multitude of each other's. They know of a few who are there, perhaps Rupa Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, and so on. They don't see the others. So this is how the first quality is. They feel as dead the moment they can't see Radharani. My dear devotees, don't take this only as far remote katha. Oh yeah, this is the manjari. Let us hear it one time and forget it immediately when we get up from our seat. this is what we are ultimately arriving at the stage of total absorption. We hear the same of Krishna Sakha. So when Krishna passes through the forest, remember, and he goes past a tree, and for a moment the Sakhas can't see him because the tree covers Krishna, they become totally irritated and totally mad in feelings of separation. It's the natural position of us living beings to be not separated from Krishna. That's that, and live in our little sad stories. No, our natural position is to be absolutely close with Krishna. The Upanishads say like a spark that is in the fire. There is no separation. No. So the next qualification is how they feel inside. Well, this is the feeling when Radha is not there, but how do they feel when Radha is there? Here it is. They consider themselves to be most happy when Sri Radha is happy. And again, in this purport I'm quoting, Vrindavan Mahimamrita, it's very nicely brought, how they just derive their happiness through making Radha happy in the past, in the present, or in the future. Such a Manjari does not desire anything else but Radha's lotus feet, and she is always immersed in a boundless ocean of blissful love for her. Even in dreams, she doesn't know anything else but Radha's lotus feet. And she is like a river that swiftly runs towards the ocean of Sri Radha. The way the Manjaris satisfy Radha is, there are 17 ways, and I cannot remember them all, but let me try as much as I can. Their first service is to bring Radha to Krishna and assist her in what is called an abhisar, a loving journey. The sadhaka in this world who wishes to serve Radha will move with Radha by showing the way, by sweeping the path so that there are no thorns where Radha's feet might step on. Sometimes this is the second, the Manjaris need to deceive people who want to keep, the elders who want to keep Radha in the home. This third way is telling Radha about Krishna. For instance, Tulsi Manjari or Raghunath Goswami comes to Radha in the evening and tells Radha, who's dying of thirst, Krishna thirst, how Krishna took the evening meal and all details about his, how he spit in one corner, some Pasharam, which Tulsi has, of course, grabbed and brought now, and all details. Sometimes the Manjaris need to also calm the man of Srimati Radharani, and in this way, there are 17 activities that branch out into unlimited services. So a sadhaka in this world who aspires for Radha Dasya will, while he chants the holy name, think about one or two of these services. Oh yeah, another very nice service which you see everywhere in Vrindavan is to make flower garlands. If you come around 4 o'clock here to Kishori Kund, you are destined to see Ati Sundari and Tunga Vidya making flower garlands. It's all, I've noted that over many years, and I've noted the time very carefully. So this is, but you see also when we were at Govindakund, remember when we visited that renounced Baba who only drinks Govindakund water, who only bathes in Govindakund water, who collects in Madhukari, the exact amount he eats on the day, he doesn't keep for the next day. And he lives in a jungle. I call him in my, anyways, that is North German language, and it's not very pleasing language. So yes, and the last time we saw him, he was making garlands for Srimati Radharani. And I was thinking, this is super renounced Baba, but he is doing these services. So that is what a sadhaka in this world. He also wants to do this. And the last quality is they consider themselves to be most happy when Radha is happy. We had this, but I wanted to quote a verse from Govinda Lilamrita, which is in this beautiful commentary here. How amazing! It's when Mukunda touches Radhika in an affectionate way, no? Her girlfriends cry of ecstasy and their bodies tremble, perspire, and are studded with goose pimples. And when Krishna blissfully drinks the honey of Radhika's lips, this is when he kisses Srimati Radharani, no? Then these manjaris almost become mad. Because, remember the creeper and the bud example, when the creeper is shaken, the buds are also shaken. So I like very much how they this is really that supreme example of the Bhagavatam verse, which says when you give water to the root of the tree, then you nourish the whole tree. That means every single leaf. So when Krishna manifests or shows his love to Srimati Radharani, every single leaf on the creeper or bud on the creeper is nourished in a way. And their hearts are very soft-hearted. You might ask yourself, what does it mean to be soft-hearted in the heart? The explanation of what is a soft-hearted Vaishnava is when the Vaishnava is very selfless. The moment we are selfish and we want to enjoy on our own, or we want to have name, fame, at adoration, our heart actually becomes squashed and loses its ability to feel love. Only a soft-hearted heart can feel love, just like only soft-hearted clay, soft clay can hold an impression, no, when you go there with a hand. So when we hear that the manjaris are extremely soft-hearted, this means they are not in the ego. They are only thinking of the pleasure of Srimati Radhika. That is where the soft-heartedness comes. What else are the manjaris? Soft-hearted. And who have performed so many pious activities. Well, this has to be seen. It is said that the cowherd boys, punya, krita punya punya in the Bhagavatam, you, those who love Bhagavatam know this verse that, actually, is it here? No. can't see, but it is said about the coward boys, they have been very pious in this life and in the previous life. And here the same, Krita Punya Punya must be... Krita Punya Punya is said about the Manjaris. It's not exactly mundane. It's not mundane piety. It is love for Krishna. This is a different expression for this. So this is the Manjaris. Let's hear the verse again. I yearn for the worship of Praneshwari, Radha's beloved, whose hearts melt with affection, who almost die in a fire of separation when they do not see her for even a moment, and who are besides themselves of ecstasy. We heard from Govinda Lilamrita, no? When she, Radha, is happy, what wonderful pious activities have they performed? To close this and then put this beautiful work to, I like to always say, to put it to rest means to, tomorrow we will wake it up again. Yes. My dear devotees, what could this mean here for us who either visit Radhakund, like most of us, or who are like these fortunate souls who has given us shelter this evening, Giridhari, Atisundari, Neni, Haridev, to be connected with Radha. Today, my dear devotees, I felt great grief. I had heard of Argentina, where two devotees who are very known to me are quarreling, and I become so aggrieved by this. And I knew, oh my God, this is everywhere in the movement now. Kali Yuga is just bringing devotees, separating the hearts of devotees from each other. And I was desperate. It happens when you are doing a vrata, you become more soft-hearted or vulnerable, if you so want. And I, always this came into my mind, this thing, and I was chanting, and then I was seeing quarrels, not just there, but elsewhere. And I thought, only Radharani can help me. But where is Radharani now? And where can I contact her? And I remembered that the Kund is said to be identical with Srimati Radharani. You know this, no? And that's why the Brijbasis, when they say they go to the Kund, they go, I go to Radharani. They say like this. And I have, the way I am, explored this concept. I see a quadrangular Kund with two rams, so that also the buffaloes can go and take their snan. I don't see the Chandika and the gestures, the dancing gestures. But what I know is that when I sit at the Kund and there are these blessed moments, my heart becomes so soft and I could almost cry with happiness, and the world fades away. Even the sound recording of no soap at Radhakund. Now this tape has been stopped. We have not heard it, this Kartik, but even then. So today So I must conclude this feeling which repeatedly comes when sitting at the Kund comes from a divine persona who soothes my heart or elates my heart. So I requested Gokrishna to come along, and we sat at the Kund, and I said, I'm sorry, I will say one prayer, Radharani, but please take this burden from my heart. I'm here to try to chant extra rounds, and at the moment this thought boycotts my bhajan. Please help. And yes, at that and then I went into the Kund, and I was still very upset in my mind. Then I went out of the Kund, and I sat there. And as I sat there and started to relax with my mind, I could again feel the soothing presence of Radharani. My dear devotees, I really want to request all of you to spend these moments at Radha Kund, where you let go of all your anxieties and worries and turn to Radha and help, and then you will get life, new life. It's almost, I have heard from so many devotees that they feel this. I have heard also devotees that they don't want to leave Radha Kund because of this experience that Radharani is there and takes them. So when we hear in this verse, the Manjaris are almost dying of separation when they don't see Radha, for us in this world, we can go to Radha Kund, see Radha Kund, sit at Radha Kund, perhaps worship Radha Kund. It's always nice to bring something with you, a flower, if you're poor and you cannot purchase a flower, or if your heart is so poor that you cannot think of any gift of Radharani, then take some water and offer the water, and you will see she will accept you, like she is always, when she sees her manjaris crying, she immediately takes care of the tears. And Radha is so merciful that when she saw a calf who had bitten into straw, and the straw came out of the mouth, it pierced the lip, she dressed the wound with kumkum. There's Jiva Goswami describes in Ujjwala Nilamoni. She's so merciful to all living beings. So when you feel separated and lifeless or upset and worried, sit at Radha Kund. And when someone wants to disturb you, say, Mohan is just coming. This works. Mohan is just coming. Just now coming. And then they all go away. Hare Krishna. So I want to end here, put the book to rest, but not the entire katha. I want to ask our Giridhari to say a few words, because after all, he and the family are, I know they came here to take shelter at Radha Kund when their first house was taken away by Jamuna, because Radharani wanted them here. And to say perhaps, I don't know, a few words regarding this katha or anything you feel inspired. We will please hold this next to you.
Okay. Radhe Shyam. Yeah, I guess the thing I would have to hold my finger on the mic. Do I have to? Where's the mic?
It's on the top.
Yes.
Speak into this.
Don't hold your finger.
Okay, don't hold my finger on the mic. Okay.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Yeah, so anyway, talking to a little black box in a room full of real people. And yeah, I wanted to say that in the... Actually being in the Dham, the main thing that I experienced, like Maharaj was saying, about the personality that the Kund has... Is Radharani, is non-different. And there was a few verses that are mentioned. Mahaprabhu also chanted this verse, Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnu Ardhyanta Vallabha. That was actually a verse from Padma Puran. It's also written in the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. And it was mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that it's mentioned there by Prabhupada that this is a verse from Padma Puran that Mahaprabhu chanted when he saw Radha Kund. And yeah, he's comparing Radha Kund to Radharani. That you're as, you know, Vishnu Ardhyanta Vallabha, that you're, there's no limit to how dear you are to Vishnu, to Krishna. And so Mahaprabhu saw Radharani, Radha Kund. Yeah, he was quoting this verse in great ecstasy. He was taking the Radha Kund tilak, marking his body. And also, yeah, the personality that I relate to, I would say most, probably because my name is Giridhari Das, I relate so much with Giriraj. As the Brajbasis call him, they never say, we're going on Govardhan Parikrama. They say, we're doing Giriraj Parikrama. Or they say, Giriraji. Giriraji. Because he's, like to the Brajbasis, like a family member. You know, so they have a really personal relationship with him. And the other day I was walking on the Parikrama, and I go with the God brothers. They go every day on the Kartik, and some of them go every day, 365 days a year, rain, wind, summer, whatever. That's their niyam every single day as a sadhana, because they're mostly Brijbasis who have great love for Giriraj. And I was walking on the Parikrama. I was thinking about what I'm seeing is a stone body, as if my body is mostly made of water with some stone bone fragments, and but mostly 90% water. Giriraj's body is appearing as mostly as stone, but it doesn't mean that there's no actual pran there. There's no, you know, you say essential life force, and just because I can't see it. So I started to meditate. I remember that Krishna actually revealed the actually spiritual form of Giriraj is the four-armed form. It's Krishna with four arms. So I even started to meditate on this. I thought, well, actually he revealed that form at that time, but it doesn't mean that he only manifested that. You know, that means that's actually like Giriraj's, you can say, spiritual body. And in the material realm, he's manifested this stone form, something that we can actually relate to. And, you know, we can do the parikrama, and he made it easy for us by shrinking. As the bodies of people shrink, so does Giriraj shrink. So the parikrama is now only 21, 26 kilometers, depending which path you take. But I really feel that the reciprocation with Govardhan, with Giriraj, I feel it's faster than with any other deity in particular. And because he is the bhakta, he is actually the devotee form of Krishna, is actually Krishna in his devotee form. So he, in a sense, relates to the devotees as one of us. And he understands even the hardships. Even some devotees like to go on the inner path. I've done the inner path. Sometimes I feel like you're kind of on a hill. So I feel like it's a little bit on Giriraj, but in the same way, I feel like, just like the children sometimes, you know, step over the father. It's kind of like that, you know, the relationship with Giriraj is based on, you know, love and friendship. And so I really feel the reciprocation with him, and the kind of realizations I get while on Govardhan Parikrama is kind of the deepest and the most, like, real, concrete. And every time I do this, especially many parikramas, but there's some that I especially feel that really Giriraj is giving some special kripa, some, you know, connections, you know, things from Bhagavat and different things that all come together. And I really just feel that because the personality is there, you know, Giriraj is in that stone form, is laying there, but actually he's also in his spiritual essence, you know, blessing all the devotees, witnessing everyone who's going for the parikrama and taking the difficulty to try to please him. I mean, the parikrama was initiated even by Krishna himself. And my god brother was saying the other day, because some devotees, they walk with shoes, and some people, they go by rickshaw. And then he was mentioning, well, even Krishna told them at the time when he asked all of the Brajavasis should go. So he put the cows in the front, and then the elderly, they would sit on bullock carts. So you can't technically say that taking a vehicle around Giriraj would be, you know, forbidden, because Krishna himself, you know, had all the elderly, the pregnant women, the children who couldn't walk. He had them all seated on bullock carts, and he wanted just everyone to do it, whatever it is. Just let's go around Giriraj, and it was an amazing celebration initiated by Krishna himself. Then Giriraj manifested this form, and I feel like, yeah, as a bhakta, you know, particularly the Braj Raj, this is what we've heard from many saints, the Braj Raj, the dust of the holy place, Radha and Krishna's feet, is a personality. Govardhan and Yamuna, these are the very three, in a sense, very interactive personalities who are, you can say Radharani is there, but it's Radharani. And so to approach her, you really have to have exalted consciousness to really get reciprocation. But these three bhaktas who have stayed here, those are the ones who are really helping and encouraging the devotees to increase the flow of, as we heard from Yamuna, just as she flows from the Himalayas, by bathing in her, it increases the rag for Krishna, Radha Krishna. The rag in the heart will flow attachment for Radha and Krishna. So by doing Giriraj Parikrama, you're easily contacting two of these great Vaishnavas in the form of the Braj Raj and also of Govardhan. And I've really felt immense blessings. And especially if you do on the inner path, it's sometimes nice just to sit and absorb, to roll in the dust and really feel the great blessings that, you know, that Prabhupada had come to the West and explained the glories of Govardhan. And then seeing how the Brajavasis, even now, as a deity, I can say that the Brajavasis have more love for Giriraj than, you know, so many other, you know, temples and whatever, but they just see Giriraj as a, you know, as a, how you say, you have to, you know, you have to do Giriraj Parikrama. And I've seen that one of my god brothers opened the shop here. So for many years, he hasn't even gone on Parikrama. So he came once during the Kartik. And just after that, I saw him a few days later, and then a few days later, and immediately he reawakened. He grew up in Radhakund, so when he was small, they used to do it all the time. And then he said, yeah, when we were young, we used to bathe in Radhakund like our swimming pool. Now we're older, we never touch Radhakund, we never bathe there. So he's, you know, by seeing all these Vaishnavas coming from far, even he became inspired to see all these devotees came from Bengal and from wherever, they're all doing Parikrama as many days as possible. So even now the Brajavasis, and this is also another special thing I've seen, the interrelationships of the Brajavasis with the devotees who come, and especially those devotees, Maharaj and Van Nandini, maybe others also who have been here long enough to have developed relationships with the Brajavasis. When you really enter into their heart, when you actually respect the Brajavasi as a Brajavasi, that you have taken birth here, they immediately give you respect back, almost equal respect. I know that Mohan, he doesn't even ask me for anything ever. He just says, Giridhari, my dear, every time. Giri, my dear Giridhari. And I know that he actually has love for all of us. You know, he's sad that we've spent more time now in Navadvip Dham because he doesn't see us. And he says that, but he also understands it's a Dham, but he always says, you know, you're a Brajavasi, you should take your residence here. And the relationship with the Brajavasis is also, you know, the real, how you say, entrance into actually Radharani's heart also. If you don't respect the Brajavasis, then Radharani also understands that you don't understand this place, and maybe you should try again next year or next life. Because I've seen that people who complain about the Brajavasis, get disturbed about it, and it's very hard for them to stay, and then they think, oh, I don't want to go there anymore. But actually, it's Radharani who puts in their mind, better you don't go there anymore. So it's very important while we're here to, yeah, try to make relationships with the Brajavasis, show them proper respect, and actually, you know, fall in love with them, because they have loving hearts, they can give unlimitedly, and I really feel that they are kind of the first doorway into actually real relationship with Giriraji, with, you know, Radhakund, and without their mercy and their actually love, in a sense. It's not that they're just blessing us, but they just accept you as their family, and then immediately you can really feel that I'm accepted in Radhakund. Every time you come, right, you feel like I'm home again, you know. Mohan is there to greet you, and so many of the Kundvasis recognize you. Oh, you're back. So you feel, I'm home again. So this is our home base, wherever you may travel. So welcome home, and hope to see you again and again. Radhe Shyam.
Thank you. So valuable what you said. Not remember, Angirishhari started out by saying that the devotee, Krishna in his devotee form, Giriraj, second, Yamunaji, third, Rajaraj, can give blessings. And then he talked about the Brijbasis also who are here. Very, very nice to listen to these realized statements. Good. So I think we have come to the end of our little program. Thank you all for coming and blessing us, and unlimited thanks to the family. If you go out now and you see the Kishori Kund illumined, then it will give pleasure to your heart and a photo in the heart to take along with you. Shri Shri Radha Kunya Bihari Ki Jai. Shri Kusum Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna.